The idea of hacking human, we are used to talking about hacking computers and smartphones and things like that, but we are increasingly seeing corporations, governments acquiring the ability to hack a human being. What does it mean to hack a human being? It means to understand me better than I understand myself, to be able to predict my feelings, my thoughts, my choices, and increasingly also to manipulate them. Because if you can predict my feelings and choices, you also know how to manipulate me. What do you need in order to do this? You need a lot of data, a lot of information, and a lot of computing power.
Yes.
Now, previously in history, nobody had that. Even if you think about somebody like Stalin in the Soviet Union, he wanted to follow everybody all the time, but he couldn't. He didn't have the technology. In the Soviet Union, you can put a KGB agent to follow somebody all the day. But there are 200 million people in the Soviet Union. You don't have 200 million KGB agents. And even if you do have 200 million agents, what do? They follow me all day. They write a report at the end of the day on some piece of paper. They send it to headquarters in Moscow. Somebody needs to read 200 million papers every day
and interpret what that means. Yes.
It's impossible.
Yes.
So it was impossible to hack all everybody like this. Now it is becoming possible. You don't need a KGB agent to follow you. You have the agent in your own pocket. Your smartphone, your computer, somebody else's computer or smartphone follows you, collects data on you all the time. And also you don't need human analysts to read all these papers. You have algorithms that analyze the information. It can be used to create the worst totalitarian regimes in human history, something far more extreme than anything we have seen in the Soviet Union or in communist China or in Nazi Germany.